Happy Tuesday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So this week we're going to be looking at the element of mindset when it comes to taking our next steps into the unknown. And mindset is obviously a huge piece of how we think, how we can feel, and actually what steps we're going to take or what action we're going to take on things. And our moods and our mindset often change based on what might be going on that particular day or on that particular week. And I think it's like where I would start off looking at your mindset in general is when you look at life overall, is your perspective positive or is it more, you know, negative or feeling like things are harder in life? So what I would ask you to do today is just looking at your life overall and looking at your perspective on the world at large. Do you feel positive about things or do you feel more negative about things? It doesn't matter what end of the spectrum you're on. You could even be somewhere in the middle. It's just about kind of getting clear on things. Because when we take an approach to life, sometimes if we approach life with a cynical sense, like maybe we've gone through a lot of difficulties and we're feeling resentful or we're feeling frustrated, it's natural we might be cynical about things and not expect that they're going to be good. Perhaps you're in a moment right now where things are going great, so you're feeling really, really positive about things. And maybe in 2 months from now, you might be feeling negative about things. So obviously how we feel each and every week and each and every day absolutely alters. But we also have an overall basis. You know, if you meet someone, you think, yeah, they have a generally positive kind of outlook on life. And it's really funny because I would actually think I've got quite a positive outlook on life. But when I asked that question there, I had a thought going, God, but do I currently now actually have a positive outlook on life? And it's something that I'm going to sit down after I do this recording for you and really think about that. Because I think, you know, particularly because of like the world we're living in now, and there is such a huge amount of negativity out there in terms of, you know, expenses, the war, jobs, like we're hearing about this all of the time. And you might notice as well that people are getting a little bit more angrier or more frustrated. Their tolerance to things is lower. And we're impacted on that by that all the time. But the essence of who you truly are and your true perspective and belief system overall is still in there. So if I feel, yes, I'm a positive person overall, then I do feel that that's who I am. Maybe I've lost my way a little bit. Maybe you've lost your way a little bit, or maybe you haven't. But today I want you to get really clear on that piece. Then what I'd like you to do is to get clear on how you're feeling right now about your life, like currently, about the specifics in your life. If you feel like, yeah, I'm looking at it in a positive way or a negative way. I think negative emotions and negative thoughts are an insight into what we're really truly feeling. And they're important for us to be allowing ourselves to acknowledge those things and to give space for those things. So we absolutely should not try and be like positive all the time and deny those. But obviously also for us to take action towards what we want, we have to feel like there is potential for things. We have to feel that things are possible. We have to feel that we're able for them. And if we're coming at things from a negative space and feeling like I'm going to take my steps into the unknown, but I'm like absolutely petrified, I don't think I'm going to get to where I want to be. And if that's how you're feeling from the outset, it could be difficult then to actually start to really engage in exactly what you would like in your life or where you would see yourself going. Okay, so that's all I want you to do for today. Just looking at the mindset piece, looking at your overall perspective on life generally, whether you feel you're a positive or a negative person or somewhere in between. And then I'd like you to look at currently where you stand about the aspects of your life, whether you feel positively or negatively about them. And I'll be back to you later in the week and we can move on to the next part. So I look forward to talking to you soon.